0855. This is the Wash Up. Thanks to Goddings Kubota's Platinum Excavator Dealer yesterday at Ray Menzies Oval. The 105th Battle of the Bridge Ballerina Edition since 1971. These two clubs have been going toe-to-toe, and Barwon Heads 11-12-78 over Ocean Grove 7-10-52. Nine consecutive wins now for the Seagulls over the Grubbers, and a man who would be very pleased with that result is the co-coach of Barwon Heads, Mitch Herbison. Been good enough to join us. Mitch, firstly, congratulations on the win. Nothing like beating the old rival, but you've got the wood over them at the moment.
Yeah, thanks, Kingy. Yeah, we've been lucky enough to have some good encounters over the last couple of years, and yeah, it was a good win yesterday as well. It was a really, really hot contest, and you know, sort of lived up to expectation with the rivalry there.
Paul Lynch didn't shy away from the fact that they would be targeting you, and he spoke to us about it during the week. Did you find yourself being targeted as Lynchy said that you would?
Oh, yeah, copped a bit of attention, but, you know, that's all part of it. So, yeah, it was a bit of a team effort yesterday with the midfield group, taking on, you know, Ocean Grove's quality with, you know, the likes of Jarvis and Linton and Cartalia and those sort of players going through the midfield.
What was the most pleasing aspect of the win?
I think it was a really even performance. Everyone sort of played their role. And, you know, stood up when they at different stages throughout the game when they had to, which was really pleasing. You know, a few of the younger boys that are still, you know, eligible for the Colts played, you know, in their, you know, 10th, 11th, 12th game of senior footy and played really well. So that was pleasing as well.
So who are those, some young fellas that might be just flying under the radar a bit?
Zach Walter, Noah Young and Kai Copeland. You know, they're all eligible to play Colts, and you know, we've been lucky enough to give them a crack at senior footy, and you know, they've shown that they're more than capable of playing quality senior football.
Talk to us about Mitch Phelps' performance. Kicked four and brought up his 50th for the season in the process.
Yeah, you know, he played a great game yesterday. He's, you know, as dangerous as ever, and you know, really took his chances when he had shots on goal. You know, kicked some crucial ones for us at different stages throughout the day.
Three games clear, four to play on top of the ladder. Herbie, do you start preparing now for a second semi-final? Do you take it as a given that you'll finish with the minor premiership?
Oh, it's certainly not a given. I think, you know, the season's sort of shown that, you know, any team can beat anyone on their day. So we've got a tough run coming up, so we haven't really looked, you know, too far ahead. We've got, obviously, Ammo's this week, and then Anglesey the following. So a couple of big tests for us, which is, you know, good leading into the finals.
Yep. The expectation around town, is it building? Haven't won a flag for 25 years. It looks like you're going to finish on top unless you completely capitulate between now and the end of round 18. How do you temper that expectation among the playing group, firstly, and then also, I suppose, around the club?
Yeah, I think, I mean, the expectation, you know, from the community and around the place, you know, it's hard to sort of keep a lid on at times, but, you know, internally we're, you know, we're working really hard to improve each week, and, you know, the boys are pretty pretty hungry after, you know, bowing out in the prelim last year. So, yeah, obviously, as a playing group, we're just going to keep a lid on it and keep working hard and trying to improve each week. That's a big focus for us at the moment.
Yep. One injury, I believe, Sam Harris might have got hurt early in the game.
Yeah, he did, unfortunately for Sam. He's another young under-19 Colts player that's, you know, been great for us when he's been available. Yeah, unfortunately, he had a medial ligament strain, so that's probably good news considering, you know, he was stretched off and that sort of thing. You know, we probably feared that it could have been an ACL, so hopefully it's a speedy recovery for him.
Okay. You haven't got a time frame on it yet?
Not yet. No, they'll have a look at it, you know, during the week, and, yeah, hopefully it's not as bad as first thought.
Oh, fingers crossed for Sam. Mitch, well done. Congratulations on the win. You're putting yourself in a great position to challenge, as I said, for that first premiership since 1993. And it's one of the great local football stories of 2018, the resurgence of the Barnheads Football Club under you and Bobby Wallace. Great to talk to you, mate. Well done. And look forward to catching you in the run to the finals.
No worries. Thanks, Kingy. Appreciate it.